Office for Students chair speaks at same event as denounced racist. From thejewedia.com by David Batty. Ministers are facing calls to investigate the chair of England's university regulator about his participation in a conference for the Republican Party, which platformed a notorious racist and a anti-Semite Labour, and the Liberal Democrats called on Conservative Party leaders and ministers to take action after James Horton, chair of the Office for Students, OVS, addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Hungary in Budapest on Friday, on the same day that Lord Horton, who ran Boris Johnson's leadership campaign, gave his video message, Zed Szoldbayer, a television talk show host in Hungary who has been widely denounced for his racism, took to the stage. Bayer has called Jews stinking excrement, referred to Roma as animals, and used racial epithets to describe black people. Senior academics of color said Horton's participation in the event raised questions as to whether the OVS would effectively address racism in UK universities. In his speech, which has been posted on Twitter, Horton endorsed the recent victory of the Hungarian Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán, adding that he was present in Budapest during the recent elections to see that we can win. He also said CPAC was a great chance to pick up new ideas, to reconnect with friends across the world, and to fight for the values that we all hold dear. Other speakers at the conference included Jack Posobiec, a far-right US blogger who has used anti-Semitic symbols, the former US President Donald Trump, and the former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Orba was the star speaker on the first day. Elise Dodds, the Shadow Women and Equalities Secretary and Chair of the Labour Party, called on the Conservatives to clarify whether Horton was given permission to attend CPAC, and whether the party shared the views he expressed in a letter to the Tory co-chair Oliver Dowdy. She wrote, "Will you urgently explain whether the Conservatives think it is acceptable for the Chair of the Office for Students to publicly endorse Mr. Orbán at a time when Lord Horton is responsible for defending academic freedom in this country? And will you condemn Lord Horton for sharing a platform with racists, anti-Semites and right-wing extremists?" Muira Wilson, the Liberal Democrat spokesperson for education, said, "It's incredibly disturbing that the head of the independent regulator for higher education moves in such circles. There's no reasonable excuse for keeping such company. This is a really bad look for the OVS and completely undermines their stated zero-tolerance policy on racism and anti-Semitism. The Education Secretary must investigate Horton's attendance at this event without delay. Students from ethnic minority groups and Jewish communities deserve answers." The appointment last year of Horton, a former Conservative MP with no experience in higher education, to chair the OVS attracted widespread criticism from politicians and students, who said he lacked independence. Professor Akol Watbapul, director of the Centre for Research in Race and Education at the University of Birmingham, said, "It is hugely disappointing that the chair for the OVS has chosen to speak at this event. This suggests we cannot be confident that the OVS will address issues of racism and take them seriously. This is a step backwards and reinforces the rhetoric from right-wing politicians that racism is no longer an issue." Kahid Andrews, a professor of Black Studies at Birmingham City University, said, "It is a worrying time for students from diverse, underprivileged and minority backgrounds. It is pretty clear the chair of the OVS will not be fighting their corner. Sign up to First Edition, our free daily newsletter every weekday morning at 7 a.m. BST. In 2018, Orbán shut down the independent Central Europe University as part of his campaign against George Soros. More recently, he has embraced the Great Replacement conspiracy theory, which involves promoting the belief that the white population is being deliberately reduced by leftist policies and diluted by immigration." The OVS said Horton was not speaking in his capacity as chair as the OVS when questioned about Horton's endorsement of Orbán in Parliament on Monday, The Education Secretary, Adhim Zahui, said, "I support the chair of the Office for Students for all his work that he's doing in improving outcomes for students in our universities."